and stuck out a finger and said, "How dare you? How dare you?" And I heard someone say, "You know, what this girl's parents did to her is child abuse." And the girl got up and condemned everyone in the United Nations and all people everywhere, condemned them, she said, for ruining her childhood and destroying her life. You get another one running for president who says the world is going to end in 12 years unless if we stop airplanes, cars, automobiles from functioning anymore. And so this has been on my mind here, but that "how dare you" really got me on my way into work this Monday. And I hear so much anger and disputing over climate change these days. I found it's the perfect time here now to share with you, imagine this, what God's opinion is on climate change and if it's real or not. So that's why the subject of this heading is, what will be the signs of your coming? That's where we've been the last 2 weeks. What will be the sign of your coming? Climate change. This comment from an article from the year 2000 out of a book written by someone named Albert Gore. He said, quote, "Standing in the heart of car country." No, maybe he didn't say this. This is from his book. "Standing in the heart of car country on the eve of the 30th anniversary of Earth Day, Vice President Al Gore wholeheartedly embraced one of his most controversial environmental stands and pushed it one step further Friday, asserting the internal combustion engine could be eliminated before the year 2017. In his 1992 book, Earth in the Balance, Gore described the internal combustion engine, used on most cars and trucks, as an outdated technology that's one of the main sources of carbon dioxide production and thus produces a, quote, mortal threat, unquote, to society. Gore and other environmentalists argue that the release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere has created a whole... Now, for those of you 57 years old and thereabouts are going to remember this phrase, ready? A hole in the ozone layer. Right, it's funny. Remember way back when you were 15 and that was the rage and bullies had to stop Right Guard from making their stuff because bullies forced them into doing it because they say the world's going to end if you don't stop making this underarm deodorant. And stop driving. And stop flying. Gore also said he took a group of truck manufacturers and labor leaders here on the fierce criticism he received from such comments. He says, quote, "I expected that criticism then, and I wear it as a badge of honor today," unquote. Again, reminds me when I was growing up in the 70s, of the mass hysteria where I grew up over the ozone layer, which was the main reason why they did away with all aerosol cans and sprays. So, what does the Bible say about all this? Is climate change real or not? Used to be called global warming. But then after a couple of 80 below zero winters, they had to change that to climate change. Let me say this. God is the one who maintains this world and this galaxy. He is always, or it is always changing according to its master designer and chief engineer. His name is Jehovah. That's the one name you don't hear in anything anymore. Except Mother Nature. I hear Mother all over the place. Well, Mother can heal it. Mother Nature, Mother, 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 Mother. No one mentions God. God has never stopped running this universe. It says in Colossians 1:17, not only that, speaking of Jesus Christ, it says he is before all things, and in him all things consist. This whole galaxy is held together by Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. That's what we believe. Psalm 19:1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. God's made it all. You and I are to do our best to keep this planet beautiful, right? We're stewards of planet Earth. That's our job. Now, I still haven't completely answered the question, is climate change real? This I will tell you, according to the Word of God. It will be real in the near future. It will be real. Turn with me, please, in the book of Revelation, or to the book of Revelation, chapter 11. See, these people out here today, they consider climate change as a catastrophic change in Earth's climate. Now, book of Revelation, chapter 11, starting in verse 3. God speaking. He said, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. All right, now on a Hebrew calendar, that's 3.5 years. Verse 4, these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. So verse 4 reveals these two witnesses are supernatural. And they were alive during Zechariah the prophet's time, 450 BC. These aren't run-of-the-mill human beings. They're supernatural, like everyone in the book of Revelation is. Verse 5, if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. I guess you could say that these guys acting like Spot on the Munsters is a little supernatural too, huh? When's the last time you seen that? How dare you? What a time to be alive, huh? Verse 6, these have power to shut heaven so that, look what it says now, no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now, how long is the days of their prophecy, Darren? 3.5 years. Think about it. When these two witnesses come down here to planet Earth, could be tomorrow, when these two guys show up here on planet Earth and start telling you that Jesus Christ is the only way, and I believe they're going to use this power, the Bible says it will not rain on the earth for 3.5 years. Think about it. 3.5 years with no rain and no water. I can think back to the last 2 or 3 hurricanes. I challenge you to go into Publix the day before a hurricane, and you better wear like a hard hat when you go in there. Or if you're a real fool, go to Walmart. And you walk down the water department and watch what happens to your head. And that's just because there's a little twister, a little storm out here. 3.5 years, September 28, 2020. So here we are. We're midway through the next president, and it still hasn't rained. I pity the fool that goes to Walmart then looking for water. That's how it's going to be here on Earth. We know and believe from the Bible that history tends to repeat itself. Look at what happened the last time something like this happened. You can read about it here if you want to turn there. 2 Kings chapter 6. You don't have to turn there if you don't want. 2 Kings 6:25. I'm going to read it for you. I want to show you the last time there was craziness like this on planet Earth, when there was a big drought and there was no water around. I want you to see what people do. And don't even think, well, that was then and this is now. People don't do that kind of stuff now. When that Ebola was going around here a couple years ago, a guy got on an airplane and he knew that he had Ebola. And they asked him, have you at any time had Ebola or suffer from the conditions? And he goes, no, never. And got on a plane with 400 people. Because in desperate times, people will do desperate things. In desperate times, people will do desperate things. 2 Kings 6:25. Now there was a great famine in Samaria, and indeed they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and a fourth of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. Now, doing my modern math with Siri to help me, a shekel is worth about $2 today. So $160 for a head and $10 for some bird poop to eat. That's what happened the last time. There was a crazy drought here. And I thought broccoli was bad. Verse 26, then as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him saying, help my king, my lord, O king. And he said, if the Lord doesn't help you, where can I find help for you? Then the king said to her, what's troubling you? And she answered, this woman over here said to me, give your son so that we can eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give us your son. You know, I would have thought that would have held him over for another day. Would you be so quick to eat the next day after that? I think I'd go on a diet. How about you? Give us your son so that we could eat him. But she has hidden her son. Mama didn't raise no fool. In desperate times, people will do desperate things. Back to these two witnesses again. They have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. The verse continues. And, meaning not only that, is it not going to rain. They have the power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire or whenever they feel like it. So that's like turning Lake Mead and Lake Lanier, and let's throw in Lake Michigan. That's like turning them into blood. So is climate change real? Not only is climate change real, climate change is the catalyst for the entire tribulation and the end of the world. Luke 21:25 says this, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and in the stars, and on earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You see, men will blame George Bush and Donald Trump. And they'll be too ignorant or filled with rage to see and understand the change in climate has come from God, not from man. Jesus continues, men's hearts failing them from fear. And the expectation of those things coming on the earth. I guess they had the Weather Channel on for too long. If I see the Weather Channel for another hurricane, I'm going to go stark staring mad. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. All of this, perhaps, I believe it, in your lifetime. In your lifetime. Next up. The great meteorologist, St. Peter, 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this first, All right, let me give a minute. Some people would like to turn there. We're going to read 6 or 7 verses from there. 2 Peter, after Hebrews, after James, 1 and 2 Peter, chapter 3. Know in this verse that scoffers are going to come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. But this they will willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then was perished, being flooded with water. Talking about what? Noah, the great flood. Verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire. I'm in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. They're reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he's long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now that is the future for planet Earth. But that's not God's desire for you. Look again at verse 9. It says, God is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Peter continues, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements, or stoicheia, will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works therein will be burned up. So for all of those Democrat alarmists out there, whom the Republicans all mock, who claim there's only 12 years left until climate change destroys the world, guess what? You might be more close than you realize. Except don't blame Donald Trump for it. It's an act of God that's going to do it, not Donald Trump. Don't blame him. Blame God. The one voice you don't hear in any of this is God. God is the one responsible for what goes on here on planet Earth. Not man. God created this. The Bible says he holds everything together. And the time is coming when we're going to see this happen. The greatest threat is not to the water or to the planet. The greatest threat is to your soul. Once you see him, it's too late. You've got to believe and receive Jesus Christ today. Once you see him, it's too late. Write that down. Once you see him, whether or not by dying or him coming back, if you have not called that man in the glory Lord and bow the knee to him yet, once you see him, it's too late. Blessed are those that don't see, the Bible says, and yet believe. You got to call on them today. And don't let any of this stuff worry you about the future. You've got win, place, and show for every race. You know the future. You've got it right here. God has told you. You've got nothing to fear when your name is in the book of life. Amen? Nothing to fear. These people that don't know God, they run around scared to death, thinking the world's going to end in 12 years. Well, the world might end in 1 year. Are you ready? Is your name in the book? Heaven help you. These two witnesses show up here on Wednesday. Heaven help you. And I thought my biggest trouble was AT&T doesn't have the NFL network, and it ain't going to rain in 2022. You're going to wish the NFL network wasn't on your TV was your only problem. Because what happened before is going to happen again. Let me tell you, history, man does not change. Satan's been studying man forever. And he says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give in exchange for his life. That's what Satan's quoted as saying, and that's what he thinks about you. Every one of you. That you'll give your own, you will do anything to save your hide. 3.5 years with no rain. Maybe there's people here that have given someone $20 for a case of water when there's a hurricane. I don't ever learn my lesson. 2004, I got 2 bottles of water and a box of peanuts. And a hurricane wiped out Port St. Lucie, and I shaved by jumping into my roommate's swimming pool for 2 weeks. And then, the fool that I am, I did the same thing next week for the next hurricane. All right, they got the power up and running, and then number 2 hits in Hutchinson Island. Wham! I think that time I got 2 jars of peanuts. And maybe a box of dots and a cup of water.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only 5-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
Sin comes knocking, knocking upon your door. It sounds like thunder when it's clapping, then it rains like never before. You see the lightning in the distance, but you can already feel the wind. God will surely lead you through it until the sky turns blue again. You better start running. storm to the mighty King. High beneath his wings, run into his arms, waiting out the storm to the mighty King. High beneath his wings, you better start. You better start. You better start running. Run into his arms, waiting out the storm. Oh, you better, better start running. You better start running. Yeah, you better start running to the mighty King. High beneath his wings. Oh, you better, better start running. You better start running. You better start running.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
All that glitters isn't gold. If fireworks are ashes after they explode, might be the latest, but it's not the greatest. If suddenly that something new is something old, you're the something that could never be replaced, or something better. You're the sun above the weather, something tried and true. So when it comes to forever, there is only you, you. There is only. My short attention got realigned. The focus that was broken now can recognize. You're the contrary to the temporary. And somehow you just keep getting sweeter with time. You're the something that could never be replaced by something better. You're the sign of the weather, something tried and. So when it comes to forever, there is only you.
Everything I would chase was so disposable. Now all I hold on to is only you. It's only
my one, my always, my ever is only you.
You're the something that can never be replaced by something better. You're the sign above the wind, something tried and true. So when it comes to forever, there is only you. Is only you. My only,
my one, my always, my ever is only you.
Here's a problem unique to the 21st century. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Recently, The Atlantic described an unprecedented legal situation. Stateless babies. Here's the situation. A gay couple uses their own sperm, an egg donor, and a surrogate mother. The result, twin boys, born in Canada. One, genetically related to his American father. The other, genetically related to the partner, an Israeli citizen. The men wanted to bring the twins to the U.S., but one wasn't an American citizen. So diplomatic woes ensue. As the reporter put it, when a child can have five possible parents, whose citizenship counts? Of course, a child can't have five parents, but this exploitation and the cold consumerism that creates this kind of legal riddle shouldn't be considered an unintended consequence of assisted reproduction. It's baked into the process of separating babies from the moms and dads who create them. This isn't about solving immigration.